The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments.
This week I encourage you to read The Passion of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark. It is stark and cruel. There's no glossing over it with happy overtones. It forces us to gaze deeply and uncomfortably at something grotesque. An innocent man arrested and falsely accused, with no one to come to his aid either in heaven or on earth. But as we face his passion, we ought to consider some words that we carelessly throw around. Take, for instance, God-forsaken. We call something God-forsaken when it's desolate and undesirable. But can something be considered forsaken because of circumstance? Has God forsaken you because your days are unpleasant toil, your marriage is a painful mess, or you can't seem to catch a break no matter how hard you pray? If you want to see what God-forsaken is, look to Jesus, who is betrayed by his friends, called God's son, yet God does not come to his aid. With his dying breath, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because truly he was. The answer to his cry is so that no other believing child of God would ever have to doubt. He has not, because Jesus was forsaken for you. Now you can confidently believe his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Another example is our condemning things to hell. Yes, we might soften it with darn or dang, but the force is the same. We want whatever it is gone. The group we see as harmful, the implement that doesn't work, the person who wronged us. But we don't have that kind of authority. Only God can damn. But God doesn't condemn the sinner. He damns his son. He condemns him as the singular worst sinner, all so that he would save us from what each of us justly deserve. See his son delivered up, that he would never leave you or forsake you. Amen.
This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more on Sunday at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Grant Street across from Booth Park. Find us online at blclebanon.org.